From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Jamaica's air traffic controllers agree to return to work, but the tourism authorities there seek to repair the damage done by the strike. And a senior regional diplomat suggests that the Caribbean needs to keep its separate representatives in Washington. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Air traffic controllers in Jamaica will be returning to the job this evening after voting to abide by an order from the country's Industrial Disputes Tribunal. They had been off the job since Tuesday over a pay dispute with government. More than 60 air traffic controllers had walked off the job, severely disrupting operations at the island's two international airports. However, Patrick Stern, a senior advisor to the Air Traffic Controllers Association, said he could offer no guarantee that his members won't repeat this week's action.
What we're asking for is for a claim to be addressed. And anything less than our claim being addressed as on the table, I'm not saying it's a non-negotiable item, but there are certain areas where we won't accept anything less than what we've asked for, given today's situation. And anything less than an offer to that regard might precipitate further action. I'm hoping that good sense will prevail on the part of the government in this, and an award which is made is of an order which will cause them not to be further disturbed.
Patrick Stern. And one of the areas where the effects of the air controller strike was hardest felt was in the tourism industry. It's the peak of Jamaica's winter tourist season, and a number of flights have had to be cancelled as a direct result of the action. I asked Ray Barrett, the chairman of the Jamaica Tourist Board, just how seriously they've been affected.
Losses would occur in a number of areas. First of all, our visitors have suffered inconvenience. Particularly those who are already here and were unable to leave on time. And in an attempt to minimize that disruption, our industry, our tourist industry, would have, for instance, offered free accommodation to people. They will incur a cost there. I have no idea what that is. On the other hand, in additionally, is that because of the negative perception that may arise from this, we don't know how it will affect people who are coming in who may cancel out and what other effects it may have, particularly because we had a large travel agent contingent who were coming in for a seminar and who we've now had to go back to and cancel off his program. So I wouldn't want to attempt to put a dollar figure to it out of this stage.
But in terms of loss of confidence, which you also mentioned, what is the Tourist Board doing to try and maintain that international confidence?
Well, the first thing we're doing is giving out information to people because, as I've said before, what happens here is that personal schedules are disrupted. So we try to keep people abreast of information so that they can make contingency plans. On the other hand, locally, I've been working closely with our minister and, you know, through the government, trying to see what can be done to bring a settlement forward as quickly as possible. And I also appeal to both parties to see if we could resolve this quickly.
What about in the medium term, if Jamaica has got this reputation that it's a place that you might get to and then you find you can't fly out from?
Goodness, I hope it does not get that bad. I mean, if it gets that bad there, then what we'd have to do is fix the problem. I mean, there should have been within the system, in a critical and essential service like this, somebody ought to have at least indicated that, listen, we have a problem. If we don't have this problem resolved shortly on a particular day, we're going to take some action. So at least people can plan for it.
Well, as you say, this had been an issue which had been pending for some time. What would you like to see to address this in the long term? Would you like advance notice to be given, or would you like the industry to be declared an essential service? What would you like to see?
We have no objection. I have no objection to people negotiating to their best advantage and using industrial action. I think that is their right, and I have nothing against that. But in a critical and essential industry, such as the international airports, transportation, surely we must have a system where, one, when disruption is going to take place, there be notice given, there be some forewarning of it, and secondly, that the provider of the service, in this case the government, have an adequate contingency plan in place.
chairman of Jamaica's Tourist Board, Ray Barrett. Barbados is concerned about the future of air access from Sweden and Canada provided by BWIA. The Trinidad airline plans to suspend the Barbados to Stockholm route. There could also be some changes on flights to Toronto. Barbados' Minister of Tourism, Wes Hall, feels this could only add to problems caused by other cancelled routes. Sandra Baptiste reports.
Minister Hall told Parliament that when Pan Am and Eastern pulled out of Barbados, the island lost 181,000 seats. And he says when the airlines suddenly stop servicing a route, the industry suffers. Today, he accused BWIA of leaving Barbados high and dry by announcing that it would halt its Stockholm to Barbados flights from April. Mr. Hall also told Parliament that it was rumored that BWIA would soon be ceasing its direct flights from Toronto to Barbados. Speaking from his Port of Spain office, BWIA's managing director Ian Bertrand told Caribbean Report that it is no longer financially viable for BWIA to operate the Stockholm to Barbados run because of the devaluation.